Part 6, The City of the Mist. Chapter 39, The City of the Mist. On the other side of the gate were no streets, only a canal bordered by beautiful tall houses with wrought iron balconies floating on the water where a number of empty gondolas, which were moored to a stripped post sticking up out of the green water. The snow dappled the boat and spotted the water with flakes. The nearest gondola had a dark blue velvet blanket folded on the seat. "You first," the Christmas pig whispered to Jack. "Get in the boat and hide under the blanket." Jack did as he was told, lying down in the bottom of the boat and dragging the thick velvet wrap over himself, which had clearly been provided to keep passengers warm. Jack felt the gondola wobble as the Christmas pig got on board, too, and wriggled under the blanket beside him. They lay curled up together, hoping nobody would notice the lumps in the velvet. "Blimey," Jack heard one of the lowest adjusters say. "Only goes to show," said another voice. "A dirty little bunny like that found," said a third. "When's the last time you saw a bit of surplus saved?" "Not for years and years." "Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again," came the first voice. "Kit is strange. Imagine that girl liking a muddy lump what had laid in a flower bed for ages." A distant whistle pierced the calm. "Here it comes. Bang on time," the voice continued. "Train from Miss Late." Jack lay very still, curled up beside the Christmas pig, and listening to the sounds of the train chugging nearer and nearer. Soon the noise became deafening. Then, with a loud hiss and a screech of brakes, the train came to a halt. They heard the train doors open, and then the city gates, and then a lot of voices oohing and aahing at the sight of the beautiful gondolas waiting to take them into the heart of the city. "Welcome, welcome," the lowest adjusters cried. "This way, sir. What's your step there, your eminence? Perhaps you should have a gondola to yourself, your highness." Jack had never heard lowest adjusters treating lowest things with such respect. Then Jack felt the gondola rock as something climbed inside and adjusted itself on the seat. Strong heat was suddenly beating down on the velvet rock, as though the thing in the gondola was on fire. Jack couldn't imagine what it might be. "Would you like this, your highness?" came the Nutcracker's voice from just over Jack's head. Jack and the Christmas pig clutched each other in terror, expecting the velvet wrap to be tweaked off them. "No, thank you. I never felt the cold," said the lady's voice. There was a little more creaking of gondolas and a few more careful there. "Your worships," and then a lowest adjuster's voice rang out from what Jack guessed was the gondola at the front. "Your highness, your eminence, your worship, my lord, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the city of the mist. Please remain seated for a short journey and then we'll show you to your new homes. We need to think of a way of this boat once we're farther into the city," whispered the Christmas pig, his snout snuffling against Jack's cheek as the gondola began to move. "Could we dive off while nobody's looking?" whispered Jack. "What about this thing that's sitting in the gondola with us? It's bound to see us and raise the alarm. It's very hot, whatever it is," whispered Jack. "I know," said the Christmas pig. "It feels like a burning coal. I'm surprised it hasn't set the boat on." Without warning, somebody twitched the velvet stole off them. For a horrified moment, Jack couldn't see anything at all, because the gondola was full of a dazzling golden light. It was as though the sun were sitting beside them. "I'm not a burning coal," said the same lady's voice as before, which came from the very middle of the blazing light. It was so bright that Jack had to close his eyes for a moment. But he could see the thing. even through his eyelids. I'm happiness. Happiness? Repeated Jack. Yes, she said. Now, do get up and enjoy the view. It's such a beautiful city. We can't sit up, Jack whispered, his eyes watering again as he tried to look at happiness. We aren't supposed to be here. I guess as much, she said. But nobody will be able to spot you while you're close to me, because I'm so bright. Do sit up, and we can enjoy the ride together. Jack and the Christmas pig pulled themselves up on the seat facing happiness. The heat she was giving off was wonderfully comforting after their hours spent on the snowy waste. And as long as they didn't look at her directly, they were able to see their surroundings by her light. The city of the mist was unlike anything they had seen so far in the land of the lost. The steps of the villas on either side of the canal ran down to the lapping water. It was dusk and strings of silver Christmas lights hung above their heads. From somewhere in the distance came the sound of a choir singing carols. There were many more finding holes over the city of the mist than there being on the waste of the unlamented. And Jack was glad to see them. Once they found DP, they should be able to get back up to the land of the living quite easily. The gondolas passed under a stone bridge across which a fat silver pocket watch was rolling, its reflection gleaming like a fallen moon. A glittering emerald necklace waved its claps at the newcomers from an upper window, while a golden sovereign twinkled from a doorway. Jack craned his neck and looked all around, but nowhere could he see any toys and no hint of DP. There were, however, other things, almost as odd and magnificent as happiness. What are they? Jack asked the Christmas pig. As a gondola passed, going the other way, it contained a long coil of paper on which lots of numbers were printed and a golden throne. These two strange things were talking to each other in low voices. The paper is a lost fortune, said Happiness, turning to look. Some rich human up there has lost all their money. Fortune is talking to a lost kingdom. A long time ago, a monarch in the land of the living lost their throne. Jack's eyes were getting used to the extreme brightness of Happiness, and he found that if he peeped at her sideways, he could just make out the form of a smiling woman in the middle of the dazzling light. How were you lost? He asked, shyly. Through carelessness, sighed Happiness. My owner is an actress. She's charming and talented, but she was not as kind as she should have been to the people she cared about, nor as hardworking as she might have been, even though she loved her job. Her gifts once brought her friends and success, but through laziness and selfishness, they slipped away, and now sadly she has lost me too. How will she get you back again? Asked the Christmas pig. It will be difficult, said Happiness, because she's looking for me in all the wrong places, and as she isn't used to admitting fault. I'm afraid I may be in the city of the mist for a long time. Perhaps forever. Are you going to tell me what you're doing here? Happiness went on. Or is it a secret? A secret? Said the Christmas pig before Jack could answer. I thought so. In that case, said Happiness, dropping her voice, you might want to get out here. We seem to be slowing down, but I'll glow extra bright so they can't see you. Jack and the Christmas pig looked around. Happiness was quite right. The gondolas were definitely slowing down. Come on, Jack whispered to the Christmas pig, bracing himself at the thought of entering the icy water. We'll go over the side. Good luck, said Happiness. Jack and the Christmas pig climbed carefully over the side of the gondola, slipped into the freezing water, let go of the boat, which drifted away, and Happiness blazing brighter than ever so that nobody saw them. Gasping in the icy cold water, Jack managed to swim over to some steps that led up to the canal bank. However, when he looked back, all he could see of the Christmas pig was his snout, which was bobbing on the surface. The Christmas pig was drowning.